Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
22 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Our chaplain today is Major Raymond Gilman of the Salvation Army. Will the members please rise for the invocation?
Shall we pray? Our Father, we come into your presence today. We give you thanks for this another day. Yes, Father, we even thank you for the rain and all the good that it brings to our earth. For with the rain, we are reminded that it falls upon all people, as you are not a respecter of persons. Teach us to not only enjoy the land that we live upon, but to respect it, do all that we can to protect it for the generations yet to come. Far too many states and countries have had limited vision without considering the future. May we never fall into this shallow trap and live only for today. Our state has been blessed with not only beautiful scenery, but many natural resources such as wildlife, fishing, oil, gases, gold, silver, and resources yet not even discovered. And we sense a great responsibility to do all that we can to preserve and protect it for our children, their children, and even their children's children. You have instructed us to do all things with moderation, and this has proven to be very sound advice for every aspect of our lives. You have graciously given to us the joy of life. May we each live it, each day, to its full potential, stretching out of the small shell of personal security from within and reach to new heights so we can see all the good there is in others. For when we can do this, then we'll be able to produce a healthier place for all to live. Father God, we ask that your Spirit be upon this body of people today and guide them in the decisions and recommendations they are called upon to make. It is because of their individualities, their different backgrounds, interests, and concerns that they can represent the people that have placed them in such a responsible position. And Father, we ask that you give them peace at the end of the day to know that they have given and done their best. And if they fall short, then forgive them and help them to try harder tomorrow. Our specific request this day is that you open your windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon these dedicated men and women. Give them a fresh touch of humility, compassion, and wisdom. For all this we pray in your holy name. Amen.
Representative Sharp, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Hudson. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that fine prayer be spread on the journal, sir.
Are there any objections as to having the prayer spread across the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the House Journal for the 78th and the 79th legislative day?
I certify to the correctness of the House Journal for the 78th and 79th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journals for the 78th and 79th legislative days, as certified by the Chief Clerk, be approved.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of those journals? Hearing no objections, the journals stand approved. Guests for introduction today. Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A is a friend of mine, and he's also, according to the church records that he has researched, a relative. He's my second cousin once removed. I'd like all of you to welcome Archpriest Simeon Oskolkov with the Russian Orthodox Diocese of Alaska from Anchorage.
Representative Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Seated right next to Representative Lehman's cousin once removed, I have a good friend of mine. A good friend of mine from Wrangell, and a city councilman, dear pal. If you please stand up for me, Larry Barnes. Thank you.
Representative Cabina.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sitting on the other side of Representative's cousin, once removed, and the one that has the cutest laugh in this body, I'd like to introduce my wife and the other love of my life, my little daughter, Kehlani.
Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sitting in the same side as the member's cousin first removed is a very good friend and a former student of mine, a fellow that currently lives in a Klutna village, so I apologize to whoever he might really belong to. But I hadn't seen him for quite a number of years, and he's down for official business. His name is Lee Steffens, and if you'd please help me welcome him here today.
Representative Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've got in Gallery B some of the close-up students, and when I say your name, if you could stand, please. These are students from the Galena School District, Holly Evans and Carol Holcheese, and the instructor that came down with the Galena School District is Frank Prozac. And then from the UPIT School District, we have students Mary Gregory from Tulixac, Josephine Lott from Tulixac, Danny Elaine from Tulixac, and in Gallery A, if you could still stay standing, we have Gallery A, Angela Alexey from Tulixac. They got kind of separated here. And the instructor is Frida Arnhart from Tulixac. And those are my great students from for close-up.
Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd also like to introduce some close-up students and teachers from the UPI School District, mainly from villages of Akiak and Akichuk. First of all, I'd like to ask these students and teachers to please stand up to be recognized. Teacher Robert Hodgson from Akiak, and from Akichuk, Jacob Wassily, Leonard Wassily, also from Akichuk, Janet Swoop, Margie Payne, Ryan Knowles, Exenia Nick, Tony Casile. These are all from Akichuk. And from Akiak, we have Benny Leobon Jr., Ida DeMantle, and Ruth Ivan. Please help me welcome them. And finally, Richard Ivan is also from the village of Akiak, my eldest son, who's taking care of the other half of my family, taking care of his brothers and sisters. Please help me welcome him.
Representative Ellis, you've been seeking the floor.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. I have two gentlemen in Gallery A that I'd like to introduce. The first, I believe, is a Representatives Miller and Phillips. I'm not positive about that. The other fellow, I don't know quite where he lives, but let me introduce first Jack Gallion, member of the Anchorage Police and Fire Retirement Board, and next to him there in the gallery is Joe Albrecht, the Anchorage firefighter. He is an Anchorage firefighter and is vice president of the Anchorage Firefighters Local 1264. They're doing a fine job on their first trip to Juneau advocating for some legislation. Please help me welcome them.
Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce a constituent of mine that I don't believe I've introduced this year, from Haines, wife of former Representative Peter Gall, Sherry Gall.
Any further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Messages dated March 31st, the following bills have been signed and sent to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 261, Judiciary Amended House, Chapter Number 3, SLA 1992. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 327, Finance Amended House, Chapter Number 4, SLA 1992. And Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 349, Chapter 2, SLA 1992. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
Message dated March 30th. The Senate has passed the following, and it has been sent to enrolling. House Joint Resolution Number 42, urging the Bush administration and the Congress to increase funding for the Women, Infants, and Children program so that it is available to all eligible persons. Senate has concurred in the House amendment to CS for Senate Bill 408 LNC, thus passing House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 408 LNC, an act relating to telephone service for the deaf, hard of hearing, and speech impaired, and providing for an effective date. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32, Resources, by the Senate Resources Committee, requesting the Governor to take appropriate steps to make the state eligible for the benefits of the Sims National Recreational Trails Act.
This will be referred to two standing committees, Transportation as well as the Finance Committee.
Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 399, Judiciary, by the Senate Judiciary Committee, an act making corrective amendments to the Alaska statutes as recommended by the reviser of statutes and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Committee.
I have no further messages from the Senate.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
The following report is on file in the Chief Clerk's office and has been distributed to each member from the Department of Health and Social Services, the Alaska Division of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, Annual Report 1991. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down the daily order of business to reports of standing committees.
The House Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the Governor's appointment of Charles Malin as the Commissioner of Department of Labor, signing to confirm Donnelly, Bruckman, Taylor, Finkelstein, and Parnell, with no recommendation, Ivan and Zawacki. Report was signed by Chairman Finkelstein. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 135, Pacific Ocean Resources Compact, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, LNC, with the same title, has no recommendations, and attaches a fiscal note. Signing due pass, Bruckman and Finkelstein. Signing do not pass, the Wacky, with no recommendation, Donnelly, Ivan, Parnell, and Taylor. Report was signed by Chairman Finkelstein. HB 135 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 448, Fisheries Tax, recommends it be replaced with the CS Resources with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, Boyer, Brown, Kopanen, Jacko, Sharp, Phillips, Larson, Ulmer, and Navarre, with no recommendation, McLean. Report was signed by co-chairs Navarre and McLean. HB 448 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 504, Rental Agreements, recommends it be replaced with a CS Judiciary with a new title, has no recommendations. Signing due pass, Gruenberg and Ellis, with no recommendation, Hanley, Donnelly, and Parnell. Report was signed by Chairman Donnelly. HB 504 has no further referral. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 528, Public Work Contracts, Wage Increases, recommends it be replaced with a CS LNC with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Kubina, Moyer, Choquette, Bruckman, Baker, and Gruenberg. Report was signed by Chairman Kubina. HB 528 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 564, Salaries for Non-Covered State Employees, recommends it be replaced with a CS State Affairs with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Kubina, Moyer, Choquette, Bruckman, Baker, and Gruenberg. The report was signed by Chairman Kubina. HB 564 as a further referral to the Finance Committee. The State Affairs Committee has considered House Bill 565, Appropriation Contract Settlement Costs, recommends it be replaced with a CS State Affairs with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, Kubina, Moyer, Bruckman, Baker, and Choquette. The report was signed by Chairman Kubina. HB 565 as a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Rules Committee has considered House Bill 187, Dart Tournaments and Contests of Skill, recommends it be replaced with a CS Finance with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Davidson, Gruenberg, Grusendorf, and Ellis. Signing do not pass, Martin, with no recommendation, Taylor. Report was signed by Chairman Ellis. HB 187 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 8, State Affairs Amended, Annuity Program Amendments. Recommends it be replaced with a House Committee Substitute Judiciary with a new title, with no recommendation. Hanley, signing to amend, Donnelly, Gruenberg, Ellis, and Parnell. The report was signed by Chairman Donnelly. Senate Bill 8 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered Senate Bill 355, Regional Economic Assistance Program, and recommends due pass. Signing due pass, Taylor, Parnell, Brucklin, and Ivan, with no recommendations, Zawacki and Finkelstein. Report was signed by Chairman Finkelstein. SB 355 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Navarre, would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had just completed reports of standing committees, which brings us down to reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Mrs. Oral Stewart and Stewart's photo in celebration of 50 years in business by Representative Ellis. Citation honoring Kelly Smith, Alaska School Librarian of the Year by Senator Fisher.
The citations will go to rules for calendaring.
I have no resolutions, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. This brings us down to first reading. Oh, Mr. Majority Leader, I thought you were doing something. This brings us down to introduction, first reading. But I've never seen you move so fast, so I thought something really happened. This brings us to first reading in reference to House bills.
House Bill number 571 by the House Resources Committee, an act amending the purposes for which money in the Oil and Hazardous Substance Release Response Fund may be expended.
Resources and the Finance Committee.
House Bill number 572 by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to operations of certain state agencies and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
House Bill number 573 by the House Finance Committee, an act making changes in state benefit programs and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
House Bill number 574 by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to the financial administration of state government to charges and fees for various licenses, services, and materials provided by the state, and to the provision of licenses, services, and materials, and to the collection of donations to the state park system and providing for an effective date.
Finance Committee.
House Bill number 575 by the House Finance Committee, an act increasing the motor vehicle tax and providing for an effective date.
That bill will go to the Transportation Committee as well as Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down into the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, the first item on that calendar.
House Bill number 380 by Representatives Mackey and Grusendorf, an act relating to the Alaska Marine Highway Commission relating to repair, maintenance, and reconstruction of vessels of the Alaska Marine Highway System and providing for an effective date. The Transportation Committee has considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with the CS Transportation with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Covina, Mackey, and Foster. Signing do not pass, Hudson, with no recommendation, Phillips, and signing to amend, Lehman. The Finance Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with a CS Finance with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Navarre, Boyer, Kopanen, Barnes, Sharp, Larson, Ulmer, and Brown, with no recommendation, McLean and Phillips. I have committee substitutes.
Having committee substitutes, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the Finance CS for HB 380.
Are there any objection as to adopting the CS Finance? Hearing no objection, that committee substitute has been adopted. Madam Clerk, would you make reference to the First Amendment?
Amendment number one by Representative Mackey.
Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move that amendment number one be adopted.
Are there objections? Are there objections? Hearing no objections, amendment number one has been adopted. Madam Clerk, would you make reference to amendment number two?
Amendment number two by Representative Mackey.
Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to explain this amendment before I move it, if I can. I move the amendment, and I won't ask for unanimous consent.
Okay. Representative Mackey, continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make this amendment to which needs a title change in order to take care of repealing Section 2 of Chapter 57 SLA 1986. I've provided for your information that section. What this does, Mr. Speaker, is in 1986, the legislature passed an act relating to the maintenance of marine vessels in the state of Alaska and had a six-year sunset clause on it, and this year that sunset expires and we need to repeal the sunset. I think it's a very worthwhile piece of legislation and it has worked well and needs to be repealed. So that's the only reason for the title change, and that SLA is available for you to look at if you have any questions. I would move the amendment and ask to adopt.
Are there objections to amendment number 2? Hearing objections, Representative Navarre.
Yeah, could we have a brief at ease?
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had amendment number 2 before us, and under debate, Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will withdraw my objection at this time and gather further information before it's reconsidered.
Are there any further objections to amendment number 2? Any objections to Representative Larson?
Yes, thank you. I'm not going to object, but I would like an answer to the question. This is a pretty substantial amendment, I think, and I'd like to know why it didn't come up earlier in committee.
Representative Mackey?
Well, because I didn't have it available to me, it wasn't brought to my attention and when I had it before the Finance Committee, and you know, I apologize for that, but it was at a request by the representative from Wrangell and representative from Ketchikan that this was a vehicle that this could be accomplished with, and so, you know, it's there for your consideration. If people are uncomfortable with it, then so be it, but I would apologize to the member it didn't come before Finance.
Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do have some fears about the amendment because when I hear things like, well, and this agreement has worked very well, it tends to burn my ears because I know that in many instances the situation has not worked very well. And just for the record, I'd like to add that, you know, it's great to have things happen in state, but not if it adds extra cost to an important facility such as the Marine Highway System. We depend on that in Kodiak, and if we're going to have to cut down on the service to Kodiak so that there can be a few more jobs in Ketchikan, that's something we want to take a close look at. I will follow the lead of my of the Finance Chairman.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of this amendment. I don't believe that we built the marine docking facility in Ketchikan, I believe, to keep from exporting our dollars out of the state. And I think that we're going to have a useless system if we continue to allow the marine vessels to go to Bellingham or to Seattle or to any place else to be repaired, so I would hope that this amendment would be supported.
Okay, we have reservations and we have support for the amendment. Does anybody object to the amendment? Does anybody object to amendment number 2? Hearing no objections, amendment number 2 has been adopted. Madam Clerk, do you have any further amendments upon your desk?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader? Are there any objections as to the motion to advance to third reading? Hearing no objection, Madam Clerk, would you give the bill its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill 380, Finance amended. An act relating to the Alaska Marine Highway System Comprehensive Plan, relating to repair, maintenance, and reconstruction of vessels, docks, and transfer facilities of the Alaska Marine Highway System, relating to in-state maintenance of state marine vessels, and providing for an effective date.
Third reading. Under debate, Representative Cabina.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was in the Transportation Committee when we heard this bill, and at that time, as I understand the bill, it would have created a commission to oversee the Marine and Highway Department. It still would have been in the department. It was not authority like previous bills have done, and so it still had control within the, actually, in the administration. The bill on page 2 would now take the Marine Highway System and, as I understand it, exempt them from the procurement code. If you'll notice above the new language, all the people, all the departments that are exempted from the procurement code all have boards of directors that would approve or disapprove procurement procedures. This bill would allow, in essence, in my opinion, the Commissioner of Transportation to determine the procurement procedures of the Marine Highway System. And I do not believe that that is appropriate. I do understand when we take it and we have a body of citizens that is overlooking these policies and determining whether they're good or not. I respect my friend from Craig, but I have objected to withdrawing that commission and leaving the exemption for the procurement as it is. And I would have to vote against this bill unless there was a public review body to approve their procurement code as they would establish it in their policies. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do recall the member from Valdez making this argument in transportation, of which I served with him. And I did make that argument to the Finance Committee as one of the reasons why the commission should be in the bill. However, I believe that the Finance Committee felt that in our financial situation that we're in right now, that creating a new layer of bureaucracy or however you want to term it, with a new commission with a fiscal note of, I believe, $30,000, right around there, probably isn't going to send a real good message to people right now. However, the ability for the Marine Highway System to have some flexibility in its procurement code, as reported by the director, Mr. Ayers, stands to save the state a lot of money. And I think that is a good message to send to the people right now. I would ask, perhaps, that maybe the representative from 12A or the finance co-chair might be able to talk about your specific concern of an open ticket procurement. I don't think that this goes that far. And somebody that really hasn't dealt with that procurement code too much in the past, I would ask maybe if they could respond to those particular concerns.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I too rise on the same point that the gentleman from Valdez brought up in Section 2. And I had to underline these, not knowing that he would speak on the same concern, but it shows that there's a broad statewide concern of legislators in what we're doing for one area, and particularly for one mode of transportation. And you notice that the exemption only mentions corporations and the university in most cases, and an authority. Well, this is the first time where we're having a commission with such exemption. Originally, when they talked about a commission, they've been doing this for a number of years, but it's the first time we've gone forward with it in a bill. You did look at an oversight group of people, citizens, and people who would be knowledgeable in the field of marine transportation. But I am concerned now that there's only one public official right here, and this is the head of the Department of Transportation. And of course, you may trust the guy that's there today, but what about the guy that's there 2 years from now, 3 years, 5 years down the road? And the very people who complain about the Alaska Railroad Corporation and their exemption and their procedures that they say they need in order to survive, are given the same authority that they did not like that the Alaska Railroad had to a commission. So if you want to set this up as a corporation with independent powers, then that's one thing. If you want to set it up as a commission responsible as any other commission to the state, then I think we must hold those lines with the same meaning. We say that what an agency means in line 5, and then we said A, agencies mean this, and then B, does not include. Well, here we are, we're going to include a commission. And it seems like we're doing a little double talk here, but the most important thing is that we're delegating a tremendous amount of authority, and especially in procurement, to a commission in which we don't have any control over.
Representative Choquette.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two quick questions for the sponsor. First of all, on line 12, page 1, on the procurement, it's my understanding that Marine Highway is asking for a separate procurement procedure, which includes supply services, professional services, and construction for repair, maintenance, and reconstruction of vessels. I draw a major concern from this. Prior to my being elected to this body, I spent 2 or 3 years trying to get the ferry system to use local gift items in their gift shops and had very little success. I would also like to bring this body's attention to the procurement hearings that we held during the interim, and there seemed to be an overwhelming uniform testimony in reference to no more separate procurement deals among state agencies, but that the state should all follow the same procurement rules. So I'm questioning the first part of that sentence: supplies, services, and professional services.
Would the House stand at ease? Let's come back to order. Before the at ease, we had the bill before us in third reading and under debate. Is there any further debate? Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to support this legislation, and during the last at ease, had been talking with the prime sponsor about a potential amendment that we might offer during reconsideration, and that would relate to having these policies be in regulation form rather than just be policies, recognizing that the Marine Highway would be unique as a department in having additional flexibility under the procurement code. We do have other entities in state government that have more flexibility, and it's been recognized that there are problems with the procurement code, and I think in the narrow exception that's being carved out in this legislation, specifically for repair and maintenance, that this is a necessary exception to make. I think we further need to look at the big picture of some of the problems that are created by our code and consider more far-reaching revisions, but I do support this legislation. I think that the department can manage this responsibly. I would feel a little more comfortable if they went through the regulatory process so it would be clear exactly what their requirements are. But I do think that they can manage this. I don't feel that it's necessary to have a commission oversee it for them to do a responsible job.
Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The amendment that I believe the member from 12A was talking about would be on page 12, and this goes to the concern the other representative from Anchorage had about that, where line 12, where it says, Alaska Marine Highway System shall adopt policies to manage the procurement of supplies. It was suggested that perhaps if it read, the Alaska Marine Highway System shall adopt policies and then insert and regulations to manage the procurement of supplies and so forth, and that would require them to put the procurement policy into regulation, which of course we have an opportunity to review and audit and those kinds of things. If that would take care of that concern, that would be a real very easy amendment to make.
Okay, so this is the chair's understanding then that if this bill should pass, it be reconsidered, and then there would be a proposed amendment to that. I mean, I don't want to talk about the proposed amendment here because it's not before us. Representative Martin.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm glad you cracked that. I don't know how far we were going to go with an opposed amendment. Anyway, since it's been brought to my attention that I'm not reading it right, then I'd like to bring it to everyone else's attention how ignorant I am. I did say that we deleted the word commission and didn't say that we inserted the word system, which brings me to the point that it makes it worse, because under Section 3, when we talk about agencies that are excused, we don't even use the word system. You know, it's not defined. And that perhaps if you want a system, whether it be the air transportation system, marine highway system, or any other system, dog sled system, to be exempt from Procurement Act, that maybe you should put that in. Right now, you're using the word commission there, as was the original concept that this would be.
That was amended, I believe, Representative Mackey.
Point of order.
Representative Mackey, your point of order.
The word commission has been deleted in Amendment Number 1, and the words Alaska Marine Highway System was inserted in Amendment Number 1.
Okay, that is not necessarily a point of order, but what we're trying to point out, Representative Martin, is Amendment Number 1, I believe, took care of that. Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to stand in support of this legislation. I was a do-not-pass when it came through transportation, primarily because it would have created a commission that, in my opinion, would have been costly and would have removed the system further away from legislative oversight. So as it's currently standing at the moment, I think it takes care of one of the major concerns that the marine highway system has and something that we're all trying to get to, and that is cost containment. This is the only system in Alaska of its nature. It's not like the railroad or many other types of things. It's highly subjective to almost immediate controls by the Coast Guard, for example, and it has an exceptional responsibility as far as procurement and for maintenance and repairs and things of this nature are concerned. I think the modifications that would embody this in regulations as well as policy would make an enhancement to the bill, but I would ask the members to consider this in a positive light because I think it's a very good piece of legislation.
Are we ready for the Representative Cabina?
One last comment, Mr. Speaker. I will not object over this a lot, except that in the State Affairs Committee, we've heard so many things, problems wrong with the procurement, and we had started a committee together to try to address the whole goal. It's too huge. We didn't have the time to address it. There's other places in DOT, for example, buying heavy equipment that the procurement code is terrible for, and it really doesn't allow us to address a long-term savings for the state. So I guess this is somewhat piecemeal, but with the understanding that we will at least change and include the word regulation, which does have a procedure to go through of public comment, that I will not object to this.
Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 380, Finance Amended, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk lock the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
34 yeas, 1 nay.
Committee substitute for House Bill 380, Finance Amendment, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on final passage be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the effective date clause? Hearing no objection, the effective date clause has been adopted.
Could we have a very brief at ease?
Would the House stand at ease here?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to serve notice of reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute for House Bill 380, Finance Amended, and ask that the reconsideration be held until Monday.
Are there any objections? So we're having House Bill 380 is under reconsideration, and that reconsideration will occur on Monday. Mr. Majority Leader. Stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? Madam Clerk, the next item on the calendar.
House Bill number 441 by Representatives Grunberg, Choquette, Baker, Kopanen, McLean, and Sharp. An act relating to the disclosure of information by an employer about the job performance of an employee or former employee. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill and recommends due pass. Signing due pass, Bruckman, Ivan, Parnell, and Finkelstein. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommended due pass. Signing due pass, Ellis, Parnell, Miller, Martin, Grunberg, and Handy. I have no committee substitutes.
Having no committee substitutes nor amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 441 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections to the advancement motion, Madam Clerk, would you give the bill its third reading?
House Bill number 441, an act relating to the disclosure of information by an employer about the job performance of an employee or former employee.
Third reading and under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 441 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
34 yeas, 0 nay.
House Bill 441 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, 1 minute here. Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could I go back to introduction of guests to introduce the...
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
In Gallery A, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce Tessie Buttram from Haines. She's an RSVP student who's working with the Department of Law while she's here in Juneau. Could you welcome her?
Any further guests for introduction? Okay, this drops us back down into the calendar, Madam Clerk.
House Bill number 451 by Representatives McLean and Lincoln, an act relating to state and local taxation and to other state regulation under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act as amended and related federal statutes and providing for an effective date. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with a CSCNRA with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, C. Davis, Gonzalez, Mackey, Baker, B. Davis, and Foster. With no recommendation, G. Phillips. The Resources Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a CS Resources with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Davidson, Lehman, Hudson, and Moyer. With no recommendation, Carney and Finkelstein. I have one committee substitute.
Have a committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent. We adopt the Resources CS for HB 451.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the committee substitute Resources? Hearing no objection, that CS has been adopted. Madam Clerk, do you have any amendments pending?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Having no pending amendments, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be considered engrossed and advanced to third reading.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance, Mr. Minority Leader?
Yes, I'll object just briefly and ask for it at ease.
Would the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the ADs, we had a motion by the Majority Leader to advance the bill in third reading. There were objections. Are the objections maintained, Mr. Minority Leader?
Unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, yes, they are. I think it's a larger piece of legislation, more substantive than I had originally anticipated. There was no referral to the Finance Committee. I was concerned about that. And as a consequence, I will be voting no on advancement at this time and asking the chairman of the finance, the two co-chairmen of the Finance Committee to review this matter so that we might have a further report on it on Friday when it would normally come up in third reading. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader? Yeah, it is. Will the House come back to order? Before the ADs, we had a motion to advance to third reading. In looking at the question, the bill will be in third reading the next time we have a calendar. Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I technically request permission to withdraw the motion.
Okay. The motion has been withdrawn. Okay. Representative Cabino.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Request permission to go back up the calendar to introduction of guests.
Any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Over in Gallery A, I'd like to introduce some good friends of mine from Valdez and constituents, Diane and Robert Gibbs. Diane is a teacher at the school that I've been teaching at for many years. If you'd stand up so they can see who we're talking about. And also their children, Robert Jr., who had the benefit of me as a sixth-grade teacher for a while and kept me on my toes. Also their other children, William, Lakeisha, and Nathan. And also a friend of theirs that used to live in Valdez is a constituent, I believe, of Representative Almer and Hudson's, Darnell McCray. I'd like to welcome him to Juneau.
Any further guests for introduction? This drops us back into the calendar, Madam Clerk.
House Joint Resolution Number 69 by Representatives B. Davis and Copeland urging Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. State Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with a CS State Affairs with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, Moyer, Choquette, Bruckman, and Gruenberg. Signing do not pass, Miller, with no recommendation, Covino. I have one committee substitute.
Having. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent. We adopt the State Affairs CS for HGR 69.
Are there any objection as to adopting the committee substitute State Affairs? Hearing none, that committee substitute has been adopted. Madam Clerk, do you have any further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
It is a joint resolution. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the resolution be considered engrossed and advanced to third read.
Are there any objection to the motion to advance? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you give the joint resolution its third reading?
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 69, State Affairs, urging Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia.
Third reading, under debate. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 69, State Affairs, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. The roll call is voided. Okay, the roll call is voided. We have the House Joint Resolution before us in third reading and under debate. The House has been called. Would the House stand at ease until the call is satisfied? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had the joint resolution before us in third reading. There was a call of the House placed. The call of the House has been satisfied. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 69, State Affairs, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? The chair would like to change from yes to no. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
23 yeas, 15 nay.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 69, State Affairs, has passed the House. Representative Randy Phillips.
Speaker, I'll serve reconsideration on my vote for HGR 69.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on Joint Resolution 69. Madam Clerk.
Committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 5 judiciary by the Senate Judiciary Committee relating to the expansion of the youth courts currently used in Anchorage to other areas of the state. The Hess Committee has considered the bill and recommends due pass. Signing due pass, Carney, Lincoln, Gonzalez, Davis, B. Davis, C. Davis, and Hanley. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommend it be replaced with a House Committee substitute judiciary with the same title and due pass. Signing due pass, Donnelly, Gruenberg, Martin, Hanley, Miller, Ellis, and Parnell. I have one committee substitute.
Having a committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent we adopt the House Judiciary CS for CS for Senate resolution, Senate concurrent resolution number 5.
Are there any objection as to the adoption of the House Committee Substitute Judiciary? Hearing none, that committee substitute has been adopted. This is a concurrent resolution in second and final reading, subject to debate or amendments. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 Judiciary pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Will the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Will the clerk tally the board?
38 yea, 0 nay.
House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 Judiciary has passed the House. Madam Clerk.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 29. By Senators Cotton, Sturgiewski, Menard, Halford, Rohde, Porcheau, Krutula, Duncan, Ewing, and Kraft. Designating April 19 to 25, 1992 as Bone Marrow Donor Week. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill and recommended it be replaced with the House Committee Substitute State Affairs with a new title and due pass. Signing due pass, Kubina, Gruenberg, Miller, Baker, and Bruckman. I have one committee substitute.
Having a committee substitute, Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent we adopt the House State Affairs CS for SCR 29.
Are there any objection to adopting of the House CS State Affairs? Hearing no objection, it has been adopted. Madam Clerk, any further amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. Having no further amendments, it is a concurrent resolution, second and final reading, subject to debate or amendments. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 29 State Affairs pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
38 yea, 0 nay.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 29 State Affairs has passed the House. Madam Clerk.
House Bill number 445 by Representative Choquette, an act relating to an alcohol server education course.
This bill is before us. This bill is before us in third reading. It is under debate. Representative Choquette.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd request that we move back to second reading for the purposes of amendment number one, which is being distributed. If you'd like me to talk on the amendment.
Are there any objections to moving back to second reading for the purposes of amendment number one? No objections. It is in second reading. Representative Choquette, move the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On page one, line 6 and 7, we delete the words "the agents and employees of a licensee who sells and serves," and we insert "a licensee's agents and employees who sell or serve." This was to satisfy the concerns of the fine gentleman sitting next to me and the majority leader, and it does clarify it. I would move the amendment and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment number one has been adopted. The bill is back before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Navarre, House stand at ease. Would the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we still had the bill before us in third reading and under debate. Are you ready for the Representative Taylor?
If I could, just a moment, Mr. Speaker, I am concerned for purposes of a possible amendment. I take that, Mr. Choquette. that we may be overlooking something essential that's going on in these places. We are concerned and have expressed tremendous concern on this floor about the evils of tobacco. And now that tobacco may only be sold in dispensary machines within these places, I felt that it was probably important to make certain that part of the curriculum under which these bartenders must go would include something that would have to do with tobacco sales, since we are also concerned about that in this body. For that reason, I have drafted an amendment and have sent it back for consideration by the prime sponsor, and I will merely await his decision on this, Mr. Speaker.
Since this is kind of a freewheeling discussion at this point, and we do have the bill before us in third reading, Representative Choquette, would you care to comment on the proposed amendment that was... Okay.
No, Mr. Speaker, no.
Okay.
No, I don't want to comment.
Third reading, Representative Martin.
Third reading, on the point of discussion, because I think it is important. When we talk about servers of alcoholic beverages, in what direction and what training will those who are in dry goods stores, these roadside stores, you sell it by the bottle on the road, is there going to be any requirement that they, because they're serving alcohol too, they're selling it, it's in the bottle rather than the drink. And is that, are they included in this education program?
In a dry goods store?
Well, they call them bottle stores. You know. I could never understand why they call it dry goods when it's liquor. You know.
Are they included?
That's a question, yes. Is there an answer?
Nobody's going to tell. Representative Foster.
Okay, I've looked at this bill and I've really studied it carefully, and I was urging your no vote on this.
Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 445, Labor and Commerce Amendment, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Representative Davis. Open the roll for Representative Davis. Does any other member? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Representative Randy Phillips. We'll start right down the line here. Better yet, let's void the roll and do it again. Well, we could void the roll, and I could be very technical with the whole thing and just say, okay, everybody has to change by voice vote. But without discussion. The board is open. Change your vote if you care to. Does any other member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk, would you take the roll?
38 yeas, 0 nays.
Committee substitute for House Bill 445, Labor and Commerce Amendment, has passed the House. If it wasn't for the day, I would have avoided the roll and hopped up and down. But no. Madam Clerk.
Committee substitute for House Bill 454, Transportation Amended, an act relating to the transfer of ownership of a motor vehicle in third reading.
Okay, this bill is before us in third reading. Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for the specific purpose of adopting amendment number 4.
Are there any objections to going back to second reading? Any objections? The bill is back before us in second reading. Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I move amendment number 4 and ask unanimous consent.
Amendment number 4 has been moved. Is there any objections? Any objections? Hearing none, amendment number 4 has been adopted and the bill is back before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we return to second reading for the specific purpose of considering amendment number 5.
Are there any objections to going back to second reading? Hearing no objection, we're in second reading. Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I move the amendment.
Okay, amendment number 5 has been moved.
Representative, we haven't got it yet. Maybe we could correct our procedures by which, you know, one page would come here while the other one has to walk in and out through there so that Representative Parnell and I can get these in a timely manner.
Okay. Is there any member that, other than the two gentlemen back there, that do not have the amendment? Everybody has the amendment? We'll take a brief pause. Are there objections to amendment number 5? Are there objections to amendment number 5? Hearing no objections, amendment number 5 has been adopted. The bill is back before us in third reading. Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to ask a couple of questions on this bill. The first is this bill really necessary? Why is it necessary to impose this fuddy-duddy quagmire on people to micromanage human efforts at many commerce? The issue is inspection, Mr. Speaker. And ensuring that vehicles that run on the roads without contributing to pollution, self-regulation will not work. And that is another question, Mr. Speaker. Why make it necessary for everybody who wants to sell the family auto, why make it necessary for them to be a mechanic lawyer in order to complete the transaction? Thank you.
Yeah, the chair went to great lengths at one time in use of the word fuddy-duddy, and we had determined that it's not appropriate to use on any member of this body, but appropriate to refer to the, with care, the other body, and permissible definitely to use it for the third floor. But please, Representative Davidson. Representative Cabina.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't want to prolong the debate on this, but I'm just concerned if how the language was says not intended to be driven in an area that has air pollution control is possibly to be enforced. If you live outside of Anchorage now, say in Valdez, I can drive any car to Anchorage. But if I bought this car or one of these cars that this legislation addresses, technically, under the bill, I believe I could not have an intention of driving from Valdez to Anchorage because I would be driving into a controlled area, if I'm reading it correctly. And that's it.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's really very interesting that the two gentlemen that just spoke are saying things that I said 4 years ago and was condemned as being a leader of polluters. And I just felt that people from all over the state infringe upon the people of Anchorage and the people of Fairbanks and saying, we will be responsible, and the majority of the people from out of our communities impose this law on us. And every year I had to spend $40, even the year I bought a brand new car and had to take it over to a gas station, they wouldn't let the seller do it, and get an IRM test. And I thought it was absolutely asinine. And I put a bill to repeal this unless it was statewide. We also know that we have literally thousands of people going from Eagle River and going to Anchorage and driving up and getting their automobiles licensed in Mat-Su Valley. We have some people that come down here, including staff and others, that get their license in Juneau and drive home each year. So I'm very much concerned with what these two gentlemen are saying. Is air pollution a statewide problem, or is it just in Anchorage and Fairbanks? And should we do something about these people from outside of our community who do drive in the big smokers, I call them, the smoggers, and boy, they look terrible. I'm going to support these amendments mainly because it does equalize the problem a little bit, even though I didn't really like the intent. Is the ones who are good drivers, the ones who are concerned, who keep your automobiles in proper care, that are paying a horrendous price every year. Now, the city of Anchorage, when I put in a bill to repeal this law, absolutely opposed it every which way possible because, as the person said, do you know how much money we make on this? Do you know how much money we get and we can solve other problems? To me, that wasn't the purpose of it, for them to raise money on it. It was the purpose to have the clean environment. So I'm glad you people are concerned from outside of Anchorage and Fairbanks about some of the laws that you pass on us that make sure your areas are exempt. Now that you have to drive to my area with a clean car, hallelujah.
Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wouldn't want to get the kind of reputation the previous speaker has because I've been hopping up a lot lately. I wouldn't want to keep doing that, but
Mr. Speaker. Call freedom of speech.
I object to this bill. I understand the sponsor's reason for introducing it. I know it's a good reason. He has seen cases of abuse in regards to selling used automobiles. But I happen to think that it will impact people who are already having problems making it economically. It won't affect most of us in here, except maybe me. Most of us buy cars that are relatively new, and it'll only affect people who deal in automobiles that are probably substandard. And I'm concerned about the problems, the paperwork, the problems, the potential problems with errors of emission, and I just think that we have enough for those kind of problems, and I was hoping to hear something from the representative from Wrangell, but I guess he's not going to say anything. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bruckman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I overall support the intent of this legislation. I think it's important to do something about the pollution that we have, and it's important to have safe vehicles on the road. And I'll probably end up voting yes, but I am concerned somehow that we will be held liable, even if we do sell the car to somebody with a statement that we don't know if it'll pass a test. Just because it has passed a test doesn't mean it will in the future. And I feel very uncomfortable about the liabilities involved personally. But the intent, I think, is good, and the sponsor's intent is worthwhile and important. Thank you.
Representative Sherry Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Lest my district get a poor reputation here, I thought I'd stand up on behalf of the District 1 representative. Whatever happened to personal responsibility and the old caveat, let the buyer beware?
Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I don't know if it's necessary to respond to all the comments, but the one that the representative from Valdez raised, I think, is a good question. and I think it deserves response. But it, the exclusion, if it is not located, not intended to be driven in an area, means that subsection A then does not apply. It doesn't mean that you can no longer drive your car into those areas. If you'll just read carefully the bill, it just says that that will exclude you from the standard that we put in here about knowing or negligently failing to know. And I might add that some of that still applies under federal law, but if you're saying under the state law, that would be the exclusion. So you can continue to drive your automobile into Anchorage, I'm sure, and let the Anchorage City Police take care of the situation if there's any authority there. The question from the member from Kodiak, is it necessary? I think it probably is as necessary as many of the things we deal with. I view this as a consumer protection issue. I've become aware of cases where consumers have been burned, and I think it's appropriate. Well, and I've tried to design it and structure it so it doesn't create an unnecessary burden on the common citizenry. And I don't believe that it does. We're just not asking everybody to force them to do IM tests before they transfer a vehicle. The bill doesn't provide that. And I think if you read it carefully, you'll see that. And the issue of liability is another one that those who don't really understand that much about mechanics aren't. We're not creating any additional liability for them that doesn't already exist. I believe that answers most of the comments, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Are we ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 454, Transportation Amended, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk lock the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
29 yeas, 9 nay.
Committee substitute for House Bill 454, Transportation Amended, has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have two citations on the calendar today. I move and ask unanimous consent they be approved.
Are there any objections to any of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing none, citations have been adopted. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Are we under unfinished business?
Unfinished business.
At this point, I move and ask unanimous consent that we go into the limbo file for the purpose of a specific bill.
Are there any objections in going into the limbo file? Representative Martin.
Yes, for the point of personal privilege, sir.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, you heard earlier today one gentleman felt that I pop up too much. And I didn't want to make it very clear in my mind, every person should speak their mind on this floor. If someone don't like what they hear, they should leave the chambers. But I don't want anyone to be intimidated or harassed. If you feel you have a question about any issue, now's the time on behalf of the citizen to express your voice. And I will pop up and defend anyone's right to talk when they have an issue to talk about. I hope no other members would suggest, even cutely, harassing or intimidating someone else from expressing their rights.
Representative Martin, I think this whole body agrees with you, but I think there was a little bit of humor that was injected in those remarks that... Okay, we have basically accepted to go into the limbo file. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The bill is for the consideration of the Senate amendments to House Bill number 50. And if the members would see, we have the two bills, and it would be, the motion would be to adopt the Senate CS 4CS for House Bill number 50, Finance Amended Senate. And we recommend the members vote yes.
Are you ready for the question? Representative Taylor?
Well, Mr. Speaker, I appreciate the recommendation, but I'm not going to be able to follow it. I believe that there are at least two items on this bill that I would not be able to support, and that is item number 11 and item number 12. One is for the ombudsman for $258,300. The other is for Ledge Council to distribute monies to a group called the Health Resources Task Force for $207,400. I think in light of the cuts that are presently being considered, that to continue to fund each of those things at this time is inappropriate, and I would not prioritize them as high as some of the items that we may be faced to cut here in the next next few weeks. And so as a consequence, I would oppose that and ask that it go to conference committee for the purposes of reducing at least those two items. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any further debate? Representative Lehman.
Mr. Speaker, I rise and join my colleague from Wrangell in his comments, but also point out in sections 21 through 26, and in that area deals with the legislative budget, I'm particularly concerned that we are adding this in at a time where we're asking other agencies and we're looking at pass-throughs for reduction. I think this sends a wrong message, and I know that in some of these areas, some of these additions are necessary just to make things work, but I believe that we should have begun managing farther back before we get ourselves into a position where we have to do this. And I oppose much of this, and I believe that we ought to be looking very carefully at the legislative budget as an area where we can make reductions.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm kind of confused here in relation to the remarks of the last two speakers. This is a bill in which the sections that are being discussed have already been passed by both bodies. What we're being asked at this time is just either do we concur or not concur with the amendments that were made on the Senate side. And the Senate didn't add anything, they reduced something. So I guess we have to focus our attention on the process, not on necessarily the sections within the bill.
Representative Ulmer.
Very brief at ease.
Will the House stand at ease? Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had entered into the limbo file. The majority had made his recommendations to concur, and now we're in the debate phase of this process. Representative Ulmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm rising to express my objection to the sections that were deleted by the Senate. A number of the things that were added in House Finance were added to address serious concerns that the people of the state have expressed on numerous occasions. They were things that were vetoed by the governor, including such things as the block grants that perform essential services in terms of the meeting the very most basic needs of the people of the major communities of the state, Anchorage and Fairbanks, the $2 million appropriated to capitalize the Alaska Children's Trust Fund, which incidentally was the original purpose of House Bill 50. These things are not important to the other body, and I don't know why. In my opinion, they were some of the most important things in House Bill 50 in terms of actually meeting the needs of those people who have very few voices in the Capitol building. I'm very disappointed with what has happened. I understand the need to reduce the budget, and I understand the need to try to keep the supplemental appropriation bill as small as possible. But frankly, what spending money is all about is values. We make a value judgment every time we vote on a spending bill on this floor. And this bill no longer reflects my values. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sharp.
Mr. Speaker, I think the point stated that the previous speaker said that we'd all voted on what was in the bill, but I'd point out that section 6 on page 2 is a new addition by the Senate. It wasn't in the version that went out of here. So it's an additional $216,200 that has been added by the Senate that wasn't in the version. Other than that, I think what's left is the same.
Any further debate? Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to point out for the members a couple of things. First of all, if you agree with the changes that the Senate made to the bill, you ought to vote in favor of it. If you don't agree with the changes that the Senate made, you ought to vote against it. There are a couple of things that are important in the bill. One is the Department of Law, the money to the Department of Law, so that we can pay for the ongoing litigation costs for Amirata Hess. That's something that we're pushing up against the timeline on. We could very much threaten our chances in that case or cost us significantly if we don't pass this supplemental. With respect to the legislative budget last year, through the governor's veto, took about a 14% reduction. This adds in, back in, 6% of that 14% reduction, which for an overall level of reduction of 8%, that is more significant than any agency took last year. With respect to the section number 12, which was the Health Resources and Access Task Force, Speaker, I think we had an almost $400,000 fiscal note that we passed last year that was vetoed by the governor. Subsequent to that, we asked the governor if he would consider allowing us to reimburse that if we spent the money, and they indicated that they would. This task force worked every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, every other weekend from January until March, to come up with recommendations and look at what is one of the biggest areas of the state budget, one of the things that is driving the state budget more than anything. This money is probably the best money we spent last year. And the money has already been spent, and it'll be used to reimburse other costs to help us get through the rest of the session.
Mr. Majority Leader, with the House stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The majority will have a caucus immediately in the Speaker's chambers, and I'd move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in recess to the call of the chair.
Okay. We're in recess. House come back to order. Before the recess, we're under unfinished business, and we had entered into the limbo file for the purposes of House Bill 50. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that my motion be tabled until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that's what will happen, and that would be basically a notification for a session. Mr. Majority Leader.
Under announcements for a moment.
Any objections? Proceed.
There'll be a majority caucus at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Any further? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have several requests for excused absences. I move and ask unanimous consent
that the following members be excused from the call of the House. Representative Bruckman from 11 a.m. April 2 to plain time April 6th. That's the morning plain time. From 3 p.m. April 16 to plain time in the afternoon April 21. Revision for Representative Betty Davis. From 3 a.m., that is 3 a.m., April 3 to the afternoon plain time, April 6, Representative Zawacki. From 3 p.m., April 3 to the afternoon plain time, April 5, Representative Baker. From 4 p.m., April 3 to the afternoon plain time, April 5, and Representative McLean. From 10:40 a.m., April 3 to afternoon plain time, April 5.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objection, those people excused from the call of the House are listed off by the Majority Leader, excused on the call of the House on those specified dates. Any further unfinished business? Announcements of standing committees or special committees, Representative Cabina.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Affairs is held over House Bill 171 relating to sealing of certain court documents.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary Committee will meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and I'd ask the members to be, prompt. We have a number of bills to move out.
Okay. Representative Navarre.
Mr. Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet at 2 o'clock also. We have a lot of things to cut out.
Okay. Representative Larson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder to the members of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, we'll also call your offices to remind you that we
have a meeting scheduled for noon tomorrow.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.